You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
P&E.
What's P&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 1049 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers. Time to teach a new way.
Oh, you had better. Wake them up. Get them up. Get them going on a Wednesday. That is right. It's going to be another hot, muggy, steamy Wednesday, your day in Austin, Texas, as we drag you up over the hump of another long work week. Looking forward to getting over that hump to the Mullet Open on Friday afternoon, or Friday morning into the afternoon at Wolf Dancer. Get you some more details on that. It's going to be a busy Wednesday. 4 hours of fun and conversation begins right now here on the Show of the People. Appreciate you finding us. However you do, we make it as easy as possible. We've got you on 104.9 on the FM dial, 101.9 FM, AM 1260. And, of course, we're always streaming for you, making it live, local, and digital on the Horn app, on your smart speaker. If you're working from home still, or at hornfm.com on our Twitch channel as well, you can watch the video stream of the program each and every morning. As a matter of fact, all of the live programs here on the Horn starting this morning and throughout the day. Here on the Horn. Lot to do. Busy morning. NBA playoffs last night. Breaking news from college baseball overnight. The baseball coaching carousel is up and running. Does look like TCU's head man's going to bolt for College Station. We'll get you details there. Longhorns, of course, preparing to host the Austin Super Regional this weekend. We've got Major League Baseball. We've got football mini camps going on in the NFL. Plenty to do, so 4 hours likely not enough as we get you rolling here live, local, and digital. And how are you, Mr. Godbolt?
Doing well. Good morning to soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas. The soldiers in the state of Texas. Of course, all those that fight for us each and every day, thank you for what you do. It is appreciated, and it is appreciated each and every day. Be careful out there today. It's going to be warm again. Sweatbox. Sweatbox City once again. As we get towards the end of the week, it'll even get a little bit hotter Friday and Saturday, as a matter of fact. Be nice and warm for that start of that game, that start of that series on Saturday, for sure.
Well, I mean, I guess some Texas fans were disappointed to see the start time Saturday and Sunday night for the Super Regionals, 8 o'clock, but that might be a blessing that you can get out of the heat of the afternoon sun, and it'll still be humid, still be muggy, but there was a great breeze yesterday. At least that helped a little bit. The breeze was blowing in, but yes, it's a two shower day each day these days. It feels like any time spent outside is going to lead to heavy sweat and heavy perspiration. So hydrate yourself. Continue that as we get you in here to the 9th of June. And a lot of conversations, as I mentioned. We're 2 days out to the Mullet Open, the 20th edition of the Mullet Open, 21st year. We didn't have it last year, and you didn't get to put it on, but how are we feeling 48 hours out?
I'm getting there. I've still got I always say that I'll be done for June. For one of these years, I said I'd be done by June 1st, and I can kind of chill out, not pick up anything. No. But I was out at Texas Disposable yesterday picking up some stuff and saying hello to folks out there, picking up some
TDS.
Gift cards.
Yeah, see, my neck of the woods, my neighborhood.
And the dude Brown, and the guy said, is that the Brown truck I keep hearing about? I said, yeah. And he goes, that's a beauty.
Yeah.
I said, not really anymore. It's really nice. It's a beauty, but the air conditioning's gone, and I can't put air conditioning, the same air conditioning unit, back in that classic.
It doesn't exist.
Well, yeah, it doesn't exist, and I don't think because of some federal regulations, you can't use that type of air conditioning. So they said you'd have to get a brand new. I said, no, I'm just going to suck it up. I remember doing this when I had the black BMW, and I had to have that black BMW. And, dude, I had that thing for about 2 months, and the air conditioning went out.
No.
And I had to drive that during the summer months with no air, and I had like 3 shirts in the back seat, always ready to put on a new shirt. But I'm getting there. Just a couple more things. Got to get some headsets, some other things today, and then the big truck comes tomorrow to my home, and we'll take stuff out of the garage.
Isaiah Collier, our producer, have you been to the Mullet Open before?
He will be there. He's going.
I have not. This will be my first one.
Well, think about this. For folks who have not been, and we'll do the show live on Friday morning from Hyatt Lost Pines and the Wolf Dancer Resort and get you ready for tea time. And as we said yesterday, if you want to come out and watch the show, you can, even if you're not playing in the tournament, if you got a morning free.
Yeah, come and have a Smoky Moe's.
Breakfast taco?
Yeah, man.
That'll be going on, and we'll have some fun on Friday morning. But Bucky collects so much stuff, Zay, that he gives away. He hoards it at his house over the months leading up to the tournament, and then you need like a U-Haul truck to come pick it up and deliver it all to the site, because you're going to be giving away, like, oh gosh, we've given away lawnmowers and grills and big screen televisions.
I've got all kinds of stuff this year. I got a big mini bike for trails, and I got all kinds of stuff that's out of this world. And you
it's the best tournament for prizes I've ever seen. I will tell you that. As far, you know, some tournaments give away like trips around the world, and
That's the, what is it, BCCA or something?
Well, but
like
you got to hit a hole in one or something to get it. Your place, all I do is buy a raffle ticket, and you're going to win something good.
Yeah, generally everybody gets something. I don't know. I always try to. I wanted to try to make sure, but I didn't get a chance to see a lot of people face to face, you know, over the course of this year. It wasn't as easy. We have enough stuff. I mean,
I'm sure
there's enough stuff that'll be given.
The U-Haul
tomorrow.
Truck shows up tomorrow to haul it all to Wolf Dancer. That's where we'll be on Friday.
Yep.
So it's looking fun. Good way to start the weekend.
If you like booze, there'll be plenty of it.
Hello,
from
Cheetos. Hello, Bud Light.
You know.
Hello, Bud Lightskis and Bud Light Seltzers.
Austin cocktails. I mean, they're
all done responsibly, of course.
Yes. Yes.
Plenty of water and hydration.
Everybody's
alongside.
Been good. We've never had a person.
Well, that's the cool thing is so many of the folks who play in the tournament have got rooms at the resort, right?
Yeah.
And they can play their round of 18 and then walk across to the lazy river and float. And,
oh, that's the deal.
Jump in and go to bed. They don't have to drive anywhere. That's one of the great things you've brought to this tournament is having it there. People can play golf, bring their families out. Their families and their kids are swimming and whatnot while they're playing golf. It's a really, really fun weekend.
Yeah, it is. Good deal.
You still doing the poker thing?
Good deals and good rooms. No, the guys are coming out. We're playing on Thursday since they're coming on. They're coming to get the truck tomorrow, so the Texas Cheaters will play around the golf, and we have a couple tee times. But they then have to help set the deal up that night.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah, they have to set the deal up.
Unpaid labor. I like it.
Well, for once in a lifetime, how about not setting things up Friday morning? How about actually having it all set and just doing registration, which would be nifty. So we're going to do that instead, and they'll play golf, and then they'll fire it up, and you know they'll hit the lazy river, and then they'll head up to the golf course and start setting things up. So when guys roll in tomorrow, stuff will already be set. You won't have to wait until you come back. It'll be ready to go and registration, and there's a lot of people. It's already maxed out, as I said. There's so many teams that want to get in this, but guys who've been there before, there'll be people there who's been there for 20 years to each and every one of it. Now they're family members are a part of it, even trailing the third. He brings his whole family. His brothers come, and they stay overnight, and they do the lazy river deal. And, you know, for me, it's I am the security that night. As a matter of fact, I'll be up Thursday night straight on through making sure the stuff that doesn't get pilfered. It's really a weird deal. They've got a brand-new setup. We have air conditioning.
That's a blessing. Thank you.
It's a blessing, but they can't actually lock certain doors there, so guess who has to be the back-and-forth guy?
You're the mall cop now?
I'm the mall cop. So I got my cot ready to go in the air conditioning. So I'm ready to go. And thank you to everybody. You know, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Loop One, Jones and Sprouse, Tito's, Brown Distributing, Top Gun, Austin Billiard Superstore. They're giving away. I don't know if you've ever seen one of those things at a store where you sit down, the Pac-Man kind of thing. It has all these different games to it. That's a part of that's just a part of the regular giveaway. And a huge dartboard. With the whole works, it's I can't even name the stuff this year. It's going to be kind of ridiculous.
You can't make it out. We'll post a lot of pictures to social media. We'll have videos out and bring you along with us if you can't make it out. If you are playing, make sure you're hydrating now 48 hours out before, because it's going to be warm and humid. Let's get to the headlines. There are trending topics, including some breaking news overnight from the college baseball world. Sinus and snoring specialists bring you the news. And it's official now. It appears Texas A&M has agreed to terms and will hire TCU's Jim Schlossnagel as their next head coach. Schloss will replace Rob Childress, who after 16 seasons in Aggieland did not have his contract renewed following the last season. 50-year-old Schlossnagel spent 18 seasons in Fort Worth, built the Horned Frogs into quite a juggernaut. Three Big 12 regular season titles, including a co-championship this year with Texas. Frogs also made 15 trips to the NCAA tournament under him, 7 super regional appearances, and 5 trips to the College World Series, including 4 straight from 2014 to 2017. Again, breaking news, Jim Schlossnagel to Texas A&M, leaving TCU. Texas baseball news. Second-ranked Longhorns preparing to host college baseball's Cinderella, the South Florida Bulls, at the Austin Super Regional this Saturday, Sunday, and if possible, Monday, or if necessary, Monday. Yesterday, Texas ace Ty Madden named one of the 25 semifinalists for the Golden Spikes Award. That goes to the top amateur ball player each year. Power right-hander from Cypress, Texas, struck out 110 in 94 innings this season, posted a 259 ERA, and held opposing hitters to a microscopic batting average against just 193. He's one of three players, by the way, from the Big 12 on that list, joining Jace Young of Texas Tech and Tyler Hardiman from Oklahoma. Game one of the Austin Super Regional set for Saturday night, 8 o'clock, 7:45 pregame live here on the Horn and, of course, streaming on the Horn app. Major League Baseball last night, Carlos Correa, Yordan Alvarez homered to back a strong start from Framber Valdez. Astros ended Boston's five-game win streak, 7-1 at Fenway Park. That was the opener of three in Beantown there. Rangers, meanwhile, 9-4 loser to San Francisco up in Arlington. Dell Diamond Express wrapped up their homestand with an 11-0 loss to El Paso. They split that six-game series with El Paso. NBA playoffs last night, Donovan Mitchell and the top-seeded Utah Jazz trailing 13 at the half to the LA Clippers in game one of that second-round series. They rally all the way back and win at 109-102. Mitchell scored 32 of his 45 in the second half comeback. Great performance there. In Philadelphia, meanwhile, 76ers even their Eastern Conference semifinal series with Atlanta at a game apiece. 118-102 the win last night. Joel Embiid scored 40, also had 13 rebounds. He's the first Sixers player to post a 40-point playoff game since Allen Iverson did it. Also yesterday, Denver Nuggets big man Nikola Jokic, as expected, named the season most valuable player in the NBA, averaged over 26 points a game, grabbed over 10 rebounds, almost 11, also 8.3 assists a game, leading the Denver Nuggets to the 3 seed in the West. He is the first Nuggets player ever to win that award and the lowest drafted player ever to win the league MVP. He was the 41st pick of the draft in the second round back in 2014.
This hour brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
By the way, I went to Costco, got my stimulation yesterday, my last Costco run. They were out of bug spray, but I did find it at HEB.
Out of bug spray? How does Costco run out of bug spray?
I'm telling you, people are...
they're hoarding it.
The no-see-ums and the mosquitoes are out there because of all this wetness, but I did go to my local HEB where I got it. It'll be at tables ready to go for Friday when you go out there, so the no-see-ums and the mesquites don't get you. But I had my stimulation, of course, and I finally had a wreck at Costco yesterday. Wasn't my fault.
In your car or in your cart?
In my cart. Wasn't my fault. I told you how you got to keep your head on a swivel. Well, the lady didn't do what she needed to do. I went with the big cart this time, so I loaded up all but more water, more little snacks and stuff like that because it's an in-between kind of time that we're playing. And I had the cart, and I could not maneuver it fast enough, so I stood still. But a lady had her cart pulling it from the front and on the telephone backing up.
Oh, and she's on the phone in Costco?
In Costco, backing up, pulling her cart backwards. And I said, ma'am. She was stuck with the phone. Ma'am. And so she hit my cart and fell down and sat into my cart, into my little Cheetos or whatever I had there. And she goes, hey, watch it. And I said, lady, I don't know what you want me to do. You're backing up, and you're on the phone. And this is at Costco now. This is not on the highway. She was walking backwards and sat right down at the end of my cart. And she told me.
Yeah, one of those low carts. Okay.
Yeah, and so she asked me to watch it. And I went, I don't know what to say to you, lady. You're going backwards, and you got a phone in a hand and a hand on a cart. And so that was my first. And like you said, keep your head on a swivel. And you were right. It was not that packed.
Yeah.
And now that I go
Tuesday morning at Costco, not too bad.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. But she happened to be in the wrong lane or on the phone. On the cell phone now. I guess you shop on the cell phone. You put your list on the cell phone.
Well, I do that.
Do you walk around with your head down looking at the phone?
No.
You stop, right?
Yes.
At a spot. Well, she wasn't. She was backing up at the same time she was looking at the phone. And right dead smack, her ass sat right in my car.
Well, no, I have a list of things on the phone, but I'm not on the phone. I typically, if I'm doing the big grocery run for the house, I got earphones in, I'm listening to music, I'm just kind of cruising along doing my thing. I've organized the list by the aisle. I know my HEB, my friend.
That's what I'm saying, but she doesn't
know her Costco. But I'm not talking on the phone.
Well, she wasn't talking. She was looking and walking at the same time. Like, looking at the list, but walking backwards.
That's a dang coaching mistake.
That is a dang coaching mistake, but there's a lot of people that do that. I do my list still on a piece of paper, pull it out and go. But once again, it's the age of the phone. Yes,
the age of the phone. We all have our phones. And so if I do it on the list, then I can delete it as I get it. Okay, I've looted it. So then I don't have this long list. By the end, all right, got everything. Done. Dunzo.
They're saying she probably was drunk.
Probably
no,
was. Oh, yeah.
She was not.
Oh, yeah. She's
drunk.
A day drinker. She's at Costco.
Not. She just sat
in the car. She's had a couple of teenies. You know, she's doing her thing.
But
whatever.
When she looked at me, she's like, watch it. I'm like, what do you mean, watch it? You're the one that fell into the cart.
You watch
drunk
it.
Lady.
You watch it.
That's
right.
50% stupid.
Certainly is. We'll get to that. Those NBA playoff games coming up. We've got NFL mini camps underway. No Aaron Rodgers, of course, in Green Bay camp. Which means here come the fines, and then here comes, boy, Jordan Love looks really good. I'm sure that'll be the case. We'll get to the Cowboys, too. Some good news. Boy, saw Dak Prescott yesterday going through workouts, you know, up in the Cowboys are at their first mandatory mini camp, and they're practicing at the Star Complex in Frisco and practicing outside on the field, you know, the field that's outside of the complex.
Oh, the one right there?
Yeah, one right there.
Oh, no, they have one on the side. I'm sorry.
There's one on
the
side.
Huge monster field.
Yeah, a field on the side, but it's outside so fans can kind of see what's going on. Dak Prescott looks unencumbered by anything. He's
really?
Running around. He's doing his little, you know, stretching his hips drill he does. The Macarena deal he's got going. He looks...
Yeah, that's called on air. But that's different when...
He looks fine.
On bodies all flying
and it's
all
June.
Around you.
He looks tremendous.
June,
that's good news for the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, my God! How about them Cowboys? Oh,
yeah. Lois is out again.
Lois. But so that... We'll get to some football. Have to do that. We'll get to all the baseball. But boy, when... How about Jim Schlossnagel leaving TCU? That's a big deal in college baseball, and that landscape he has built that program into a powerhouse. And you know, this would be like Gary Patterson leaving the football program and taking a different job. Obviously, Gary has stuck and stayed. Multiple teams have come after and programs have come after Gary Patterson over time. But Jim Schlossnagel, one of the top baseball coaches in the sport, and he's had a day at A&M. Much like Chris Beard bolted Texas Tech for Texas, A&M came calling, and he's going down there. You know, when the regular season ended, I was told that Tim Tadlock was going to be the number one choice of the Aggies, and they made a strong run at the Texas Tech head coach, but he ended up with that lifetime contract. He didn't leave Texas Tech like Chris Beard did, so obviously the Aggies turned their attention to Schloss. He's going to make the move, and big shoes to fill now at TCU for the Horned Frogs and their athletic director. And the word on the street, and what I've been told, is that Kirk Sarlos, their current pitching coach, is going to be the leading contender, leading coach, leading choice, but they will do a national search at TCU. But I think Kirk Sarlos is probably the most likely candidate there to replace Jim Schlossnagel.
Good job for the Aggies, right?
Oh, it's a great get. It's a great get. I mean, you know, Rob Childress was a good coach. I mean, he's there 16 years. He took him to Omaha on a few occasions.
It was that 15, 16-year thing.
Yeah, and he developed a lot of good pitching. They just could never finish it. And then, of course, in the SEC, you know, this year was a really rough year for him. And you know, it's the state of Texas, Buck. I mean, much like, you know, no matter the sport, the state of Texas has over 30 million people. There's just so much talent in this state, young talent, in whether you're playing football or basketball. Isaiah talks about it a lot in the basketball realm with these young players, you know, growing up in the fertile recruiting grounds. Football, we know it is. And baseball's the same. I mean, there's a lot of really good players in this area and in this state. And, you know, the expectation at a place like Texas or Texas A&M is that with that ability to recruit the top talent and identify the top talent, you're competing at the highest levels of college baseball like the Longhorns are. Aggies, last couple years have not been there.
Yeah, no doubt. They're going to have to find it, and it looks like they have.
Yeah, I mean, and then I know...
And TCU's got to find it now.
Yeah, and I do think Kirk Sarlos would be a good replacement for him. He's a former great college pitcher. He's done a great job with their pitching staff. Part of the incredible success and then run they've had in Fort Worth is that pitching staff. And, you know, I know Schloss would give him a lot of credit for that. But, again, they're going to do a national search, and we'll see. Remember, LSU needs a new head coach. Arizona State, after, you know, Texas came, you know, beat Arizona State in the Super Regional. They were the Austin Regional this past weekend. They were a part of that. They fired their head coach after a long tenure there. That's an elite program that's looking for a coach. LSU's looking for a coach. Now TCU needs a skipper. So there is a carousel up and running in college baseball, similar to what we see in college hoops and in college football after their season's end.
No doubt.
So Aggies, land their man. I think it's fair to say this is a text from an Aggie that says, I wanted Tadlock, but happy with Schloss. I think you get a lot of that from Texas A&M fans. And this says, Childress forgot hitters are needed to win in the SEC. Pitching is key, but hitting lacked over the last 5 years. That's from our buddy Calvin on the text line. And that's true. I mean, Rob Childress is a pitching specialist, like Skip Johnson here was at Texas, who went to Oklahoma. You know, you got to be able to recruit the hitters. And that's where you double back and give David Pierce a heck of a lot of credit. for what he's built here at Texas. I mean, we'll see where this thing goes. It feels like a team with a high ceiling. They've played 60 games now. They've won 45 of them. And they have a great combination, Buck, of pitching, offense, and defense. And that's what makes them, I mean, they can score in multiple ways. They've got speed on the base paths. They've got power in the middle of that lineup. And that's you know, we talk to Coach Pierce each week. We'll talk to him tomorrow at 8:30. You know, that's the vision. You want to bring in athletic players. You're looking for, you know, you only have 11.7 scholarships to divvy up among your entire roster. And to build a roster as complete as what it appears Texas has right now, credit to David Pierce and his staff.
Yeah, Coach also has a very healthy group right now, so there won't be any excuses for why they can't win and win this weekend and move on to Omaha and why they can't be right in the thick of things in Omaha. They've got everything, like you said, they have everything, and they're playing really well. This is the time of the year where you're supposed to play well, and they are, and they've got some really good breaks in the draws that they've had so far. Some teams have gone out. They're in a pretty good regional. They're a pretty good super regional right now, and they should move on to Omaha. They've got everything that they wanted to. If they just play their ball from this point on, that's all they have to do all the way through Omaha, really.
Well, and as I mentioned, they are playing college baseball's version of Cinderella here.
Yeah, it's too bad. Bye, Cinderella.
I mean, this is a group in South Florida that was the sixth seed at the American Athletic Conference tournament that they won.
Yeah, they got hot during tournament play.
Yeah, which, again, that can be a dangerous team. That can be a scary team. They got to the American Athletic Conference as a sixth seed, won the entire tournament, then got to the Gainesville Regional as the four seed, won the whole thing, went 3-1, and here they are. So, you know, Texas feels really good about where they are. But
nobody's going to take them lightly. They're going to do what they have to do. That's what I like about Coach right now.
Inning by inning, and you know, Texas has a superior roster. I don't think there's any debate about that. And
they got the superior pitching for sure.
Well, and that's what wins this time of year, that pitching. And then the ability to manufacture runs, which they can do. They're so good in this ballpark. That's the other part. Texas is playing in their own ballpark, and they're very, very good at home, which will be a big challenge for South Florida.
A huge crowd should be there this weekend.
They're already sold out. They're already sold out of full session tickets for Texas. That was announced yesterday. There are some individual game. I think they'll put, you know, tickets for game by game, because there's certainly going to be two guaranteed, possibly a third, but those, if you wanted the full session guarantee, those have been sold out over at the University of Texas. So, yes, it'll be a big crowd, and as we've talked about it, at 8 o'clock first pitch, and it'll be a pretty rowdy crowd, because you know they'll be out there in that parking lot by 6 or so, having some Bud Lights and getting ready for the ball game. So it'll be a lubricated crowd. They'll be into it and hoping to see the Longhorns punch their ticket to another trip to the College World Series. They're two wins away now. So there's some college baseball breaking news. Jim Schlossnagel to Texas A&M. That deal apparently done overnight. First reported by Kendall Rogers over at D1Baseball.com. Also confirmed by some multiple sources down in Aggieland that deal is in the books. All right, we'll come back. When we do, we will take your thoughts on those moves, the managerial carousel, the Longhorns and their ceiling, and get back into that NFL conversation with all of the mini camps that are up and running. We'll get you the top stories from mini camps around the NFL. Craig Way has a Craig Way report. We've got your B&E fact of the day before the end of this hour. Just getting warmed up on a Wednesday. Glad you're with us, live, local, and digital streaming on your Horn app, on your smart speaker, and always at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
B&E with you on a Wednesday. Drag you over the hump Wednesday for sure. Another muggy one on this 9th of June. It's going to be warm, low 90s, but it'll feel warmer with the temperatures. And Bucky said that bug spray was gone at Costco yesterday. That's no joke. Personal experience over the weekend. Those bugs are out to get you, man. They are serious. The no-see-ems, the mosquitoes, it is.
Yeah, the mosquitoes got some stuff in them. They're finding some junk in the mosquitoes already again to get you sick.
Ooh, it's full season time.
We'll have something else come down upon us.
Yeah, be careful out there. But, if you're playing golf this week or weekend, even if it's the Mullet Open or not, but you always have to have sunscreen in your bag. Make sure you've got some bug spray in your bag, because you'll be on the green or the tee box. Also, you look down and your legs are...
Yeah, skeeters don't really. Skeeters just, you know, I wear long pants all the time when I play golf, but skeeters
don't generally
bother me. I'll be in shorts this weekend, believe me, because I remember I already got my tan. I got my pre-tan when I went down to fish camp, and now my nose is all healed up from being burned up. But I'll tell you what, you know.
I mean, you got your tan. You're a black guy anyhow.
I tan. Oh, I tan extremely well. When I coated up really nicely, I'm a deeper caramel type. You know what I mean? I'm a little more deep tan, so I'm ready to go. My arms are tan from hanging out of that brown truck. that metal truck attracts that sun pretty well, and it is metal. And so yesterday, the word is, as my wife says, you can get some kid to stay overnight out there, security for $100. And I looked at her, and once again, I said, do you realize kids don't do that kind of stuff anymore? You tell a kid for $100, just sleep over for 4 hours. Do you understand? That kid go to his parents and get $500 to go buy himself something or herself something new. Kids don't work like that anymore. They don't do that stuff.
I disagree. I know something.
I've tried to get a couple kids, and they look at me like, $100? Do you mean like $100 to stay overnight there? I'm like, it's air conditioned. I'll get you. It's only 4 or 5 hours. Kids look at you like, I'm not doing that for $100. I'm like, well, what are you doing it for? $200, $175. I'm like, I think there is
inflation out there. You know what I'm saying?
My God, they're kids. $100, $150, $100 doesn't mean anything to a kid anymore. But it means.
Oh, so I disagree. I've got kids, and I promise you, $100 means a lot for it to come time to put money in your gas tank and, you know, buy some fast food.
That's why they have you.
No.
What are you talking about?
No.
What do you mean?
Got 19 and 20, and no, I got 19 and 20, and no, they will help them with certain things, but most of it's on their own. Most of it's on their own. Don't think there's no free meal over here, brother.
Really? I got a cot saying that I'm going to be on it come Thursday night.
Call my son Nolan. He'd do it. He'd do it for $100.
Kids, I'm telling you, kids are really, they're funny.
High school kids probably, but there are kids out there that would do that.
No, the kids have cars. They got their own cars.
He's got a car.
For $100. Yeah, hell yeah, you'd sleep on that thing.
He's got a car. He's got to pay the insurance and put gas in and those kind of things, but you know. All right, so the Mullet Open is Friday. Watch out for the bugs. And yes, you know, Bucky's going to be doing mall cop stuff overnight Thursday into Friday.
Done it before. It's not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
Got to stay up anyway. We get up at 6, right? I got to get up anyway. We're going to be right. I'm going to be right there. It's cool. It's fine. Air condition. That's the word I needed to hear. Air condition.
Yeah, because we used to be outside in the pavilion at the Wolf Dancer.
Oh,
where
my God. You talking about
shady,
hot?
Nice fans, but we'd get warm.
Yeah, it would always be 100 degrees. We're talking about June now, and now we're still in the 90s. Everything's good, but the humidity is upon us where it's going to feel like 103, 104 for the rest of the week.
Yeah, as we say, hydrate, be ready,
absolutely,
whatever you're doing the rest of this week and into the weekend, which will include the Longhorns in the Austin Super Regional. Of course, our buddy CB on Twitter is already in. Of course, Texas A&M is going to nab Jim Schlossnagel from TCU. Top story from the college baseball landscape overnight. Of course, Chris Bennett is not a big fan of the Aggies. Says, what are the expectations in A&M? They're 2-12 in Omaha lifetime. Haven't won a game in Omaha since 1993 in their College World Series appearances. Well, yeah, that's... I mean, Texas A&M is trying to raise the bar in all of their athletics, and you know, that's why they went after Jimbo Fisher in football. And you know, here's Jim Schlossnagel, who's been to Omaha 5 times and has success in Omaha. Once he gets there, that's something the Aggies have not had. So, good point, Chris. Good point, CB. But they're trying to raise the bar. Texas, meanwhile, trying to get back to Omaha again. That'll be coming up this weekend. Buck, NBA last night. How about the Utah Jazz performance? Isaiah Domina Donovan Mitchell said he felt a little nauseous and lightheaded in the first half for whatever reason. He just didn't feel right. Went in at halftime, got some fluids, and came out and was just a ball buster in the second half. 32 of his 45 in the second half as they beat Kawhi and the Clippers. Or what do you call him, KY and the Clippers? 109-102, so the West's top seed holds home court when it looked like they were in trouble. They were down 13 points at the half and just looked pretty listless in that first half. What'd you see last night, Zay?
Very interesting game because the Clippers, they started off hot, which you could expect that from a team that just played 2 nights ago on Sunday. And then the Utah Jazz, it looked like, you know, they're a little lethargic since they haven't played in almost a week. And then in the second half, the Clippers, their legs kind of got under, or not under them, but their legs kind of, you know, got taken away, it seemed like, because, again, playing a game 7 2 nights before could be pretty dramatic. And while the Utah Jazz seemed like they got their legs back and they ended up finishing the game. So, yeah, it was a great game. The worst thing for the Clippers is probably Dwayne Wade owning the Utah Jazz or being part owner of the Utah Jazz, because that's one of Donovan Mitchell's idols. Like, he was looking at D. Wade the whole game. D. Wade's giving them tips. Gabrielle Union's beautiful self was sitting right next to him. Like, yeah, he kind of put that, you know, lighter under the fire yesterday with D-Wade giving them game.
That's what he kind of reminds you of, too. The way he plays the game, Donovan Mitchell. He's got a little D-Wade to his game.
Well, you bet they better not go down. This is one of those, you're not coming back from 0-2 against this team. This is not like playing the Mavs, right?
Yeah.
You go down against
this
group.
Is the one seed. This has been the best team in the West, a very difficult West all year long. And
everybody's looked at them and saying, well, they're good. They're going to be okay, but I don't think they're going to win it. Well, they've been the best basketball team in the NBA all year long.
Yeah, and that was game last night without Mike Conley.
Right.
Their star point guard who'll be back in this series. And, yeah, I mean, the Utah Jazz aren't a sexy name, but you turn them on and – they got
they have everything.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert in the post, who's a great rebounder and multi-time defensive player of the year in this league. So he defends the pivot very well. They got Mike Conley when he's healthy. They've got Donovan Mitchell who can score. They've got a lot to like about this roster that they do a lot on both ends. It's the NBA today, right? Defense, we see with Milwaukee that you can't just, there is a sense in the NBA, much like we're seeing in the NFL now, where the things that used to be important, used to be the bedrocks of winning championships, and certainly in the playoffs, the must, right? You got to play incredible defense. You got to run the football. You got to be big and physical. Well, even in the NFL now, you got to have great quarterback. You got to score. You got to play pretty good defense, and you can win. That's kind of the way of the NBA now, where Milwaukee, the Bucks are still built on that old school, let's play the old way. This is what wins in the playoffs, and they're finding out with the Brooklyn Nets. Yeah, not really. You got to have highly skilled offensive players who can spread the floor, knock down shots, and create. Bucks don't have that, but Utah has a lot of both of those things when you watch them play.
You got to be willing to play defense. That's the deal is, if you want to win a championship, you still got to be willing to play defense.
But you got to play great offense in both.
Well, yeah, you got to do that, but everybody has shooters here and there, every team. With the exception of the Atlanta Hawks, they just got that one dude that's out of this world right now, but you got to be willing to play defense, and the Jazz have been playing defense all year long. That's a consistent team that, they're not going to let you get too high on them. You're not going to score. Well, the Nets can do that to them, but there's not a lot of teams that can do that to this group. This group can score. They not only can score, they can play really, and they're dedicated to playing defense. That's the thing about that. Gobert loves playing defense.
Well,
he loves
game's
slapping
on,
that
right?
thing right in your face. And
he's had that since he walked in the league, and he's improved his offensive game.
That's the thing with him. He's not bad on offense.
No. He's certainly not Kristaps Porzingis as far as that goes. Kristaps is the opposite. He's an offensive guy. He likes to spread the floor, but doesn't really like getting mixed up down low.
All I hear about him is they're waiting for him to get healthy. Well, how many years are you going to wait?
Yeah.
You
can still pound that rock and play defense. Well, look, I mean, I'm not saying those things aren't important. It's just it's interesting to me how in both NBA and NFL, skill is winning out over physicality and, what it used to be. I mean, it's just a different thing. I mean, the 7-on-7 in football and quarterbacks and receivers, and it's such a highly skilled game now at all levels. It starts at the high school level and climbs and we're seeing it infiltrate the NFL now, and I think the same thing's happening in the NBA.
Well, it starts with that three-point line. That's what it does.
That's exactly right.
Because they all think they can do that. They all think, Gobert doesn't jump back and take a bunch of threes. He knows his limitations, but everybody else seems to. I mean, all these guys step back at that three. They see that three. They're liable to take one step back instead of taking the jumper that they have. They love that line.
Yeah, he's spot on with the football comparison, because if you think about it, the NBA center is like the NFL running back. You used to base everything around your center, kind of like you used to have a bell cow running back, and now it's more of the guards, which more of the quarterback. If you have a good point guard, good quarterback, that could take you over the top.
Yeah, and you see it with a guy like Giannis, who's he still doesn't have a skilled jump shot yet, and he's the MVP of the league, but come playoff time, he's a liability because he doesn't shoot good free throws. He doesn't have much of an offensive game. In the NFL's kind of the same way, and it infiltrates up from the lower levels. And I think we're seeing that across the board. It's just changed the. You said it with the 3-point line. What does the line even mean? I mean, they're shooting closer to the logo than they are to the stripe. So when you've got guys like Steph Curry and Trae Young and Dame Lillard and these guys that'll shoot from it, Kevin Durant, there is no range. Well, how much does that spread the floor, right? I mean, now all of a sudden you can't just bang down and box it in. You've got to come out to guard shots that you didn't traditionally have to even worry about. And these guys don't even take them, like, they make them.
Let him take that.
Sure.
Let him take that all night long. Okay.
Well, then you come out and they're quick enough to go around you, which, and we see a lot of that more. We certainly have seen it in college football and in the Big 12 for years with the, what do they call it, basketball on grass idea with the fun and gun offenses. And obviously that's spreading across college football and, all the way to the top with Alabama. Nick Saban, who used to be the ground and pound king and pound the rock and play great defense, well, even he has come around to the idea of, okay, yeah, we got to have great skill players. We got to have a quarterback. We got to go score because, yes, our defense is still going to be good, but we understand we're not holding teams to 14 points in football games anymore, especially good ones. We got to go score. And I think that's what you see with a team like Milwaukee. When in this matchup with Brooklyn, they know they can't score with them, and they can't stop them on the other end because they're built on playing defense. That's a real problem.
Well, that's just more than sorry what we see out of the Bucks. I mean, they're regular season phenoms, and then now they get to this point, and the guys that are supposed to be really good during the playoffs aren't good. We've now seen it back-to-back years. I don't know what they're going to do about that. They're going to have to reshuffle all that again, right?
Fire the coach.
Yes, of course. You got to fire the coach.
Yeah, I think he's not doing much to adjust what the Suns are doing.
No.
This is, how did Tampa win? Well, Tampa won with great defense and great offense, a combination of both. You still have to have both, but I think it's switching from one to the other. I think Zay's point of the point guard versus the center, NFL running back now to the quarterback, both have changed pretty dramatically in both major sports.
And I believe you have to be willing to play defense.
Oh, no, that's a commitment.
That's why the NBA is so boring at times. I mean, that's why I don't watch it during the regular season. It's just boring. They don't play any defense. Nobody tries to stop anybody. It's like an all-star game every night. That's what it looks like to me.
Take your thoughts.
It's a little different now.
Basketball on grass. Well, I think it's a lot bit different. I think it's a complete mindset change and shift change of what used to be. But, again, the cornerstones are still there. It's just driven from a different spot on the football field. All right, when we come back, or basketball court, when we come back, we'll pick it up. We'll let the B&E fact of the day. We're going to hear from Mike McCarthy as the Cowboys opened up their first mandatory minicamp yesterday. Dak Prescott thoughts. Also, the good news for Dallas. We'll get that. Also, we're talking Texas baseball as well. A lot going on. B&E with you on a Wednesday.
Your time is going to come.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Wednesday on the Horn. It is, you can see the humidity on the windows here at our fourth floor headquarters, Horn headquarters. Muggy and warm again today. Sun will come out. Temperatures in the 90s. Hope you're ready for a get-over-the-hump Wednesday. Looking forward to the Mullet Open on Friday. Also looking forward to the Super Regional this weekend. Good conversation right there about a little changing philosophies in the big sports, but you still got to do the good... You still got to play defense, Buck. I'm not arguing that you don't still have to play great defense.
I know, but they're so skilled. Like you said, it starts from the lower levels. It starts from AAU, where guys are shooting three-point shots, and they want to show how durable, how good they are at the skill of scoring points. But they don't – when you look at teams in the NBA, last year's team, the Lakers won because of defense. They weren't a big-time scoring team. They played defense. They defended you. You have to have the willingness to play defense. That's the problem. And how do you get a kid – at a young age, how do you get,
That's a fair question.
How do you get a kid at a young age to say, I need you to be a defender? How could it, the kid that went to Texas this year, how could they have made him into an incredible defender? That guy is going to be a great defender when somebody gets to in his mind and say, start from this point first. Start from being a defender and then be an offensive player. Kids go from being an offensive player and hope that they will be a good defender, but they never turn out to be defenders, and they have all the ability in the world because they're that athletic. But they just look at defense and go, no, that's not what we do up in here. We play offense. We score points. And I still believe championships are won by some way of defense. And to me, it's kind of all sports.
Well, and I think even with the change of...
Except for soccer.
you got to have finishers. You got to score some goals. But obviously with the change of philosophy of football and basketball, it's still about stops, right? At the end of the day, it's still about, can you get a few stops and can you force a couple of turnovers and can you make plays? But it's just changed. I use Nick Saban as the example that even he's kind of changed his mindset of, he used to be able to ground and pound you and run the ball and, control the ball. He understands now you can't do that. You're not going to win championships that way. You've got to be more multidimensional and more skilled.
You can win a lot of games, but you can't win championships. Right.
And look, I mean, last year's Super Bowl was the Buccaneers and Chiefs, and we all expected a shootout with Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. But in the end, you know, the Chiefs were down four of their five offensive linemen, and they couldn't block anybody. And I still believe that that Chiefs team, based on Andy Reid's sons and the accident that Thursday night before that game, I think that was a distracted Chiefs football team. I don't think we saw the best version of the Chiefs that day in Tampa Bay. And in the end, the Bucs were overwhelmingly the better football team, the more focused team on their home field. But you know,
we'll find out about them this year when the Bucs are back in the championship, looking for looking to win a championship.
Patrick Mahomes is talking about a 20-0 season already, and they've rebuilt their offensive line in Kansas City. They were without four of their five best offensive linemen in the Super Bowl, but they've rebuilt the offensive line with four new starters.
And Tampa Bay has Tom Brady, who's taken every snap yesterday in his first camp,
and
not giving anybody an opportunity. And the coach is having to tell him, "Can you sit this one out, Tom?" And he's like, "I don't think so." That is the guy's trying to win every single game this year. I don't know if he'll go out after this. If he wins every game and wins another Super Bowl, probably not, because he doesn't have anything else to do except for he loves to play football.
Yeah.
But that guy right there, that defense is back. They're all back.
And they're tremendous. They won the NFC Championship game over Green Bay with Tom Brady throwing three bad interceptions. I mean,
bad interceptions.
I mean, obviously Aaron Rodgers and his decision-making late in the game helped them, but, you know, you won that game. They held the Packers at home to 26 points, even though the quarterback gave them, you know, three extra opportunities. And,
right.
You don't typically win a football game when your quarterback turns it over three times like that. They did, and it was partly, big part because of their defense, made those stops, and obviously the Super Bowl was very one-sided.
And if Kansas City can get to that point of their defense being like that, like they did Super Bowl run.
Yeah, 2 years ago they were. I mean, the Chiefs were excellent on defense, and it balanced out their offense. But
in the hell, the year before, a guy jumped offside, lined up offsides on their defense.
They would have been in back-to-back Super Bowls when they had the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship game the year previous. But, just philosophically, you can go individual games season by season, but clearly it's changing in both the NBA and football. Just what used to be ground and pound and play great defense and used to pound it into the center and the back to the basket guy. Over time, we're watching that change and we're watching the leagues adjust to it. It is an interesting conversation for sure. All right, Buck, so we've got a lot going on. We're going to hear from Mike McCarthy coming up. How about Dak Prescott looking good yesterday at minicamp? You know that little hip thing he does, his little warm-up thing, kind of loosen up his hips? He was doing that yesterday. He's got the cleats on. He's looking like nothing happened last October. So we'll hear Mike McCarthy talking about his quarterback and where the Cowboys are. Also, David Pierce, Longhorns getting ready for the Super Regional. And speaking of coaches, our coaches' corner next hour, TCU's head baseball coach is headed to Aggieland. We'll get you the latest. First, let's get to the B&E Fact of the Day.
B&E Fact of the Day brought to you by Dr. S. Brent Brotzman, an orthopedic surgeon providing personalized, empathetic, and cutting-edge care to all athletes from the recreational to the elite. BrotzmanSportsMedicine.com.
Ty Madden, one of the Longhorns, named one of the 25 semifinalists for the Golden Spikes Awards. That's kind of the equivalent of the baseball Heisman Trophy in college baseball. Can you name the all-time Longhorns who have been named Golden Spikes winners over time? We'll have that answer as your B&E Fact of the Day. On the other side, Longhorns, who have been named Golden Spikes College Baseball Players of the Year. Answer coming next.